thank you again, all of you, for being here today, and I would like to invite the boys and girls and members of our church school to join me at the front at this time. Good morning, everyone. It's nice to see you today. Who went trick-or-treating last night? Yeah. Looks like everybody have a good evening? Have a good time with you? Yeah. You know what I did in my neighborhood, I don't think anybody actually believed me. But see, we have a dog. I try to take this dog for a walk every night. Actually, your dog looks a little nicer than my dog, but he's still a nice looking dog. So I took my little dog for a walk last night as the trick-or-treating was winding down, and when I would see people walking down the street, I told them that the dog was actually a little kid of mine who was going trick-or-treating disguised as a dog. They either didn't believe me or thought I had a really good costume on my little one there. I'm glad you had such a nice time. Last night. I want to tell you about something that we do in our services every Sunday, and it's part of why we come together here. We have a time right over where you saw, right where some of you lit the chalice at that same area. We do a thing called sharing of joys and concerns, or joys and sorrows. Because we know that in the past, from week to week, people have really joyful things that happen in their lives, and something really good has happened to you, and you want to share that with somebody else. You do that, so it's not just you walking around with it inside of you, and so we offer people a chance to do that. And then we also know that as time goes by, and especially this past week, we have things that make us sad. We have losses, we have sorrows. And so we want people to get a chance to speak to that as well. And that's why we do it on every single Sunday. And that's one of the many reasons that we have a congregation here. That's why we have a church here. And that's why we're glad that you people are a part of our congregation too. And I don't know, maybe you would like to do this, or maybe you do this in your own church school classes, where you take a time to talk about something that's really been good for you in the past week and say that. Or if something has made you sad in the past week, something's happened that's given you sadness, maybe you'd like to say that to you, tell your friends about that too, because the best thing you can do for somebody who is feeling sad over something is to be a friend to them, to reach out to them, to show them how much you love and care about them. And that's what congregations are like. That's what churches are for. And so we're really glad that you people are a part of this congregation right now, even as young as you are. And we hope you'll stay with it through as you think about the many joyful and happy things that come into your life and some of the sad things as well. We want you to know that you've got a place and some good friends and people who know you and love you and where you can bring those kinds of things. So I wanted to use this morning to remind you of that, and just let you know that as your Sunday schools go forward this morning. And we're looking forward to seeing you in our services time to time as this year goes forward. So it's wonderful to have you here. Good to see all of you. I'm going to let you go to your classes now. We're going to sing together as we leave this friendly place.